जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना ती तीरवनचारी यमुना तीरवनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी।
हरिनाम संकीर्तन की शील प्रभुपाद की।
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31। नारद इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचितास। टेक्स्ट 2।
दीक्षिता ब्रह्म सत्रेण सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीच्यां दिशि वेलायां सिद्धो भूद्यत्र जाजलि। दीक्षिता ब्रह्मसत्रेण सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीच्यां दिशि वेलायां सिद्धो भूद्यत्र जाजलि। दीक्षिता ब्रह्मसत्रेण सर्वभूतात्ममेधसा प्रतीच्यां दिशि वेलायां सिद्धो भूद्यत्र जाजलि।
दीक्षिता ब्रह्मसत्रेण
word to word meaning dikshita being determined brahmasatrena by understanding of the supreme spirit sarva all bhuta living entities atmamedhasa considering like oneself pratichyam in the western dishi direction velayam on the seashore siddha perfect abhut became yatra where jajalihi the great sage jajali Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation, the Prachetas went to the seashore in the west, where the great liberated sage Jajali was residing. After perfecting the spiritual knowledge by which one becomes equal toward all living entities, the Prachetas became perfect in Krishna consciousness. Purport. The word Brahmasatra means cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Actually both the Vedas and severe austerities are known as Brahma. Vedas tattva tapo Brahma. Brahma also means the absolute truth. One has to cultivate knowledge of the absolute truth by pursuing studies in the Vedas and undergoing severe austerities and penances. The Prachetas properly executed this function and consequently became equal to all other living entities. As Bhagavad Gita confirms, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na Sochati na Kangshati. Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. One who is thus transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. When one actually becomes spiritually advanced, he does not see the difference between one living entity and another. This platform is attained by determination. When perfect knowledge is expanded, one ceases to see the outward covering of the living entity. He sees rather the spirit soul within the body. Thus he does not make distinctions between a human being and an animal, a learned brahmana and a chandala. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini suni chaiva supake cha pandita samadarshina. The humble sage by virtue of true knowledge sees with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog and a dog eater, outcast. A learned person sees everyone equally on a spiritual basis, and a learned person, a devotee, wants to see everyone developed in Krishna consciousness. The place where the Prachetas were residing was perfect for executing spiritual activities, for it is indicated that the great sage Jajali attained mukti, liberation there. One desiring perfection or liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called Sadhu Sangha, associating with a perfect devotee. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Milinamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam
साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिते नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विसे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्ण। सो आई फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल लाइक टू बेक द ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम ऑल द वैष्णवास स्पेशली हिज ग्रेस राधेश्याम प्रभु सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग हियर ऑन दिस टॉपिक ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम फॉर माई प्यूरिफिकेशन एंड फॉर द ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड। So here, the Prachetas went to the seashore in the west where the great sage Jajali was residing. So I'm just going through some of the Acharya's commentaries, so whatever I could understand from the Sanskrit little bit. So one commentator, Vamshidhar, says, Jajali Muni is the son of Jajal Muni. That's all he says. Whose son he is, you know. Jajal Muni's son is Jajali. Like that. Then Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, I was saying, he says that the Prachetas went to the eastern direction. And some other acharyas also say east. And some others, including Prabhupada, says they went to the west. Exactly opposite. So exactly where they went. East or west. You know? So then I was just seeing Jiva Goswami's commentary. In that he says, Priyavrata Krita Samudra. He is saying that Samudra is actually that which Priyavrata created by this his chariot. You know? So that is circular. So whether you go to east or west, you meet the same ocean. So that is not this Samudra, you know. So that is the circular, there are seven oceans and seven islands like that. So he says that is that Samudra where they went. So that beach is same. Whether you will go on east or west, you will get the same beach, you know. So I thought that is like reconciling the contradiction of other Jiva Goswami. whatever I could understand little bit. So because I saw in dictionary also Pratichi generally means west. It's because the one of the name of ocean is Pratichi Patim. It's an ocean. Pratichi Patim is the husband of west, western direction. Like that it's said. So in dictionary it's like that, west. But then Vishnachakra Thakur is saying east. So whatever. East meets west. So the main concept here we will focus is, here Prabhupada says in the last line, is one desiring perfection or liberation should associate with a person who is already liberated. This is called sadhu sangha, associating with a perfect devotee. So we'll try to discuss on this topic of association. Association, how important it is, what is the power of association. So we see in Bhagavatam, this in the fifth canto, the incidents of Bharat Maharaj, where the whole story of Bharat Maharaj actually concludes how, because he was without association, how he had to take two more births to achieve perfection. So that is the theme of that incidence. That how Bharat Maharaj, without the association of devotees, how he couldn't attain perfection in one life. So we know how Bharat Maharaj left everything, his kingdom, his beautiful family, and so much opulence. He just left like Malavat, and then went to the forest, and then there he was performing sacrifice and chanting the names like that. He was performing devotional service. And then suddenly he got attracted to a small deer. And because of that deer, because of the attachment to that deer, he actually fell down. So I was hearing one Radhika Vallabh Prabhu's lecture. So he was giving a nice analogy. He was telling how Bharat Maharaj actually left such big, big things. Like opulence, such big kingdom and beautiful wife, children, everything. And he left such big things, but he got attached to a small deer. He was telling how sometimes we fly by plane. And like last time when I came from Delhi to Pune by flight. So it takes only two hours, almost like 2 hours, 1500 kilometers. So one can cross 1500 kilometers in 2 hours. But from the airport to temple, 15 kilometers, sometimes because of traffic, it takes more than 2 hours. Traffic, that time it happens. So in the traffic, it takes more than two hours to cross 15 kilometers. So 1500 kilometers crossed in 2 hours, but for 15 kilometers, it takes more than 2 hours sometimes. So he was telling like that Bharat Maharaj, he left such big, big things like kingdom, opulence, nice family. He crossed such big obstacle. And when he went to forest, he got stuck up in a small deer. That is like stuck up in a traffic. Crossing big, big obstacle very easily, but got stuck up in a, just a deer, got attached to a deer, So that is only because there is a lack of association. Also, we see the case of this Abhimanyu when he was fighting. So that time, how we know that day the Kauravas made Chakravyuh, and when all the Pandavas were fighting, that time only Abhimanyu knew how to enter Chakravyuh, but he didn't know how to come out. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "You don't worry, you just go inside, and then after some time we'll follow." So he went. He broke and then went inside. But then who closed it? Jayadrath was one who actually stopped the other Pandavas. Arjuna was not there. Jai Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki Jai. So, and other Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhima, and they were thinking, how this Jayadrath, because he had got a boon that he will stop this Pandavas at least once. And then inside we know how Abhimanyu fought very valiantly, but ultimately was later killed by six this Maharathas altogether. So some of the acharyas give commentary that how Maya also attacks a sadhaka. She first will make him isolated from the devotees. And then he is alone. And he is trying to fight alone. but how long? The six Maharathas are compared to the six Anarthas. And then Maya butchers him, like that. So first is separating him from devotees, like that. So that's why lack of association can lead to fall down. So we see case of Bharat Maharaj also here. So we'll see how this power of association, what is the power of association? It can lead to three things. So this I prepared from Chaitanya Charan Prabhu's lecture, some of that. So power of association, what it can do, three things it can change in our lives. So first thing, the power of association changes our perception, and power of association changes our aspiration, and third is power of association changes our destination, like that. So how it works, and some examples like that we will see. So this power of association, so how it changes our perception. So once in San Francisco, when the first Rath Yatra was there, started. So Srila Prabhupada, he got the idea from a truck, seeing a truck, that we can have make this as a Rath for Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. And he ordered the devotees that we should have Rath Yatra. So devotees brought a flat bed truck, the flat truck behind. And then they put Jagannath facing one side, Baldev facing this side, and Subhadra facing this side, like that, in a truck. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu was the driver. And many people gathered, and there was nice procession, there was kirtan, and all the hippies had gathered. So, and the police also came, because police thought such a big crowd, there may be some problem. So they also came, escorting. So the hippies were very happy with this Rath Yatra procession, because they always wanted to do something odd. And this was the most odd thing, dancing on the street with some weird looking figures. And second thing they liked, because generally the hippies, the police would run behind them to catch them, because they would do all nonsense things. But this time the police were escorting them. So they are very happy. So all of them came. And a huge procession, and they were going. The truck was going, and kirtan was going, and all the people were following. And Shyam Sundar Prabhu was driving the truck. And suddenly in between, what happened was the engine stopped. And that was like a slope, slope is going upward. And in between only that truck stopped. And he was not what to do, and he was trying for so hard, and for a long time it was like that only. And he was afraid if the truck goes back, people will be crushed behind. Somehow he was, putting brake, and so after a long time, then somehow the truck engine started, and then the procession continued. So then later all of them came to Srila Prabhupada. That time Prabhupada was sick, so he couldn't participate. So then they reported to Srila Prabhupada that everything was nice, many people came, we distributed prasad. But only one thing we felt very bad was the truck stopped in between, and our time was wasted in that. So Prabhupada said, wonderful, that means your Rath Yatra was bona fide. Because in Jagannath Puri, there also Rath stops in between many times. So, and then you see Lord Chaitanya sometimes would go from behind and push the Rath. So Rath stops there also. Sometimes one full night, next day it continues. So that means this Rath Yatra is bona fide. Our ISKCON's first Rath Yatra is bona fide, sanctioned by Lord Jagannath. So all devotees were very, very happy. Hari Bahul. So how the association of great devotees changes our perception. You may be saying it's an obstacle. But Prabhupada saw it is wonderful, there is a bona fide. So, the association of devotees changes our perception. So there is poem from the book. A book I will read. Related. one poem about Vishwa Chakravarti Thakur. So his perception, what was his perception, how it can help us. So I'll read this short poem. and then we'll see how it's connected. So this is about Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Born to Narayan Chakravarti in Bengal, Radhadesh, Devagram village, learned Sanskrit promptly and defeated a Digvijay Pandit while in tutelage. Vishwanath, who has great devotion for Lord of Universe, and Chakravarti, expand circle of bhakti. Serving expertly in Golok as Vinod Manjari, an expansion of Lord Shakti. From the disciple of Krishna Charan, Radha Ramana Chakravarti, he took initiation. Although married to a beautiful young girl, soon left family displaying utter renunciation. In a dream, Lord ordered him to write commentaries on the Goswami's literature. While writing in open, clouds shielded him from scorching sun, keeping cool temperature. Most of the time he resided in Bhajan Kutir of Krishnadas Kaviraj on Radha Kunda's bank. Received that Govardhan Shila of Raghunath Das, so many tears of Mahaprabhu it drank. As compiling Mantrarth Deepika about number of syllables in Kama Gayatri, he became confused. Radharani appearing in his dream to answer the 24.5 syllable puzzle, showered mercy profused. Composed Guru Ashtakam, which when sang in early morning, gives direct service to divine couple. His purport on Gita 2.41 gave our Prabhupada inspiration to continue the preaching struggle. Taking it as will of Ganesh, he didn't write again last 5 verses commentary on Gita when eaten by a rat. Soon left this world, son of his personal servant Narahari Chakravarti wrote many books after that. So this last stanza, if we see, in that this Ganesh Vahan is rat, Mushik, you know. So rat ate his commentaries, you know, which he has written on a paper. The Bhagavad Gita Sararta Darshini's last 5 commentaries, if you see, they are not there. So it was Varshini, Sarat Varshini. So in that 5 commentaries, last, they eaten by rat. So he taking it as the will of Ganesh, didn't write it again. You know? So I have put a picture where he is folding hands and the rat is eating the commentaries. So he considered it as Ganesh will that commentary should not be, you know, published further. So I was thinking whenever we should see when we see a rat, we should see as the Vahan of Ganesh, you know. So we should try to change our perception. Bhakta Mushik, we should see it, you know. So once Gaurang Guru was telling, he was worshipping there Gaur Nitaya, you know, Radha Gopinath, previous days, long old days. And later after the puja, he went into the backup room. There one person came running to him and he said, "Oh Prabhu, I saw such a auspicious sight." He said, "What?" "I saw the Vahan of Ganesh on Lord Nityananda's head." So Gaurang Prabhu came running and saw a big rat on Nityananda Prabhu's head in the altar. There, Radha Gopinath. So immediately went and there are so many rats. But this fellow is saying, whether he had that consciousness or not, we don't know. But Gauram Guru was telling. So how he is seeing that it's like Ganesh desire, you know, it rate we would be so frustrated, why he, you know, like that. This rat, where is that rat? I will kill him. Like that. So so devotee's association changes the perception, you know. So one devotee in the ashram, he was telling me, this coronavirus outbreak, you know, this is very good. I said, "Why? What happened?" I said, "What good you can see in this?" He said, "For the next 2-3 months, nobody will change ashram, you know." No notice will be put there, you know, because they cannot leave ashram because it's sealed, you know. Said Hari Bhavul, you know. What a divine vision, you know. Can see something good in this coronavirus. Once I was talking to Varadaraj Prabhu, His Grace Varadaraj. We are good friends from our college days. He is here? He is here. Okay. Behind the pillar. So, actually, whenever there is the clouds and monsoon, I don't feel so much enthusiastic. Generally, it's like gloomy and rainy season comes. So, actually, in Ayurveda also, once when I went for Panchakarma, suddenly some clouds came. So, doctor said, we cannot do Panchakarma. So whenever there are clouds, we don't do like that. So, clouds, it's like inauspicious sign, too much. So, generally, so I always used to feel this monsoon, and whenever clouds come, I would feel, oh, why now, again monsoon. Summer season is very nice, I like. So, because this monsoon starts on 7th June generally. 7th June is like my birthday. So, 7th June, I never used to like my birthday for two things. One is the monsoon starts on that day, and second is school starts on that day, 7th June. I remember the first day in the school would be like my birthday. So, for both these things, I don't like the date 7 June. So, I was telling to Varadaraj Prabhu that monsoon, I don't like clouds, very dull atmosphere. He said, what you are talking? Actually, the sadhus would wait for this season. I said, why? Because in this season, Chaturmasya season, they would sit at one place and do their sadhana. That was for them a jubilation. For other 8 months, they would be traveling out and going and preaching. That was like giving others. But for this 4 months, they would just sit and hear and they would nourish themselves. So, we should wait for this season. Thinking, wow, what a perception. So, my perception of from childhood, always I was thinking, rainy season should not come. June means, so, but now Varadaraj Prabhu's, perception, his association changed my perception. So, I will wait for rainy season. But this rain is inauspicious, which is the wrong season, in summer season. So, like that, a devotee's association can change our perception. So, I was reading this one book of Is the Good Fortune Arises. Whose book? Biography of Gaur Govind Maharaj. Very nice. Recently, when I went to Mayapur, that time I purchased this book. Very amazing. Such a wonderful pastimes of Maharaj, Gaur Govind Maharaj. So during 1980s, just after Prabhupada left, after few years, there was a great crisis in the society. Because afterwards, the devotees who took initiation from Prabhupada's disciples, they were very much, frustrated. Because Prabhupada, many of the Prabhupada disciples who were gurus, they left, many of them left ISKCON. So sometimes the Prabhupada's disciples, they took initiation from some second guru. That guru also fell. Two, three times they took. So many gurus left. So all over ISKCON, it was like a very gloomy atmosphere. So that time, Gaur Govind Maharaj was traveling and preaching. So that time, everybody had made a philosophy that now no more guru, just will directly connect to Prabhupada. And directly Prabhupada will give instruction and we can, take inspiration from Prabhupada, Because Prabhupada sometimes gave mantra and initiation to letter and through tape. So we can also, take like that. So like that everybody, that was the philosophy they made themselves. That was natural. So, but where Gaur Govind Maharaj went all over in Australia, America and other countries. So he strongly criticized this mentality. He said, you should have a living guru, A living guru should be there and his association we should take. And you cannot directly connect to Prabhupada. But they said, Prabhupada said, I am in the books. He said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also in his books. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is also in his books. That every acharya is in the books only. So you cannot directly. And then some said that because Prabhupada sometimes gave this, on recording a cassette, he would record the mantra and Gayatri and give, like that, send the cassette and they hear, and that was like initiation, second initiation. So like that we can directly connect to Prabhupada. So he quoted some Bhaktivinoda Thakur, some statement where the extraordinary activity of a pure devotee would be made as a standard and that will be upasampradaya. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur had told long before. So he said, you also taking the extraordinary activity of a pure devotee and that making it as a standard, and hence you will become an upasampradaya, you know, like that. So we quoted from Shastras left, right. And then devotees, where then seeing him, they could see that we can see Prabhupada in him, you know, like second, you know, whom we can trust, you know, pure devotee, like that. So many of them also took, they took initiation from him and took his association. So like that, so he would say that you need association of a living guru, like that, he stressed like that. So one incidence I will just tell from that book, very nice incidence, where his deity, as we know, in Gadaigiri was Gopal Jiv, Gadaigiri. So he would often visit there and pray to Gopal, you know. And later, of course, he built a big temple in Bhubaneswar, you know. And then later, in this Radha Gopinath, you know, temple we see in the front only, is there a small temple. Gopinath temple also was built. So, so what was happening, that Gopal deity in Gadaigiri was taken care by his cousin. But he was very poor and he didn't have much funds to manage. So he asked Gaur Govind Maharaj that, can you take this, you know, the responsibility of Gopal? So he said, yes, very nice, he was happy. But later he changed his mind. He said, if I give to these people, then foreigners will come and they will take over this temple. You know, they will destroy the culture here and like that. So he said, then he backed up. And then he was not giving. So Gaur Govind Maharaj said, wow, why is not giving, you know? He was ready to give, and then his cousin was not ready to give. Then he was waiting. And of course he came back to Bhubaneswar. And then one fine morning when he would get up at 2 o'clock and then he would translate Prabhupada's book in Odia. You know? So when he was doing translation one morning, the night 2 o'clock, he, while doing translation, he dozed off a little bit. And in that dozing, Gopal appeared to him. And then Gopal appeared and he said, that you have built nice temple for Gopinath here and you are taking care of Gopinath nicely, but you are not taking care of me there as Gopal at all. You have neglected me. For you, Gopal said, for you is Gopinath and Gopal same? So what will you answer? I just remember Madhavendra Puri. What Gopal told? No. Gopal and Gopinath are same, you apply Chandan there. But for him, question was different. For you, Gopal and Gopinath are same? You see, what to answer? Is it? No, of course. So then, why you are not taking care of me there? You are taking nice care of Gopinath and not taking care of me nicely in Gadaigiri. We are different, you know. Like that. So then, he said, meditation broke. And then, he was busy with something, and then after a few days he went to Gadaigiri. And then his cousin, he said, I was waiting for you, I want to give Gopal deity to you. He said, how come sudden such a change? He said, Gopal appeared to me. And he said, when? What date was it? And then he said, this day. He said, that day he appeared to me also. At what time? Then his cousin said, he appeared to me at 2:30. So first Gopal came in dream of Maharaj at 2 o'clock, and it might have taken some time, even half an hour. By car, it is 3 hours drive. For Gopal, it took half an hour. 2:30, it appeared in his dream. And he said, give what you are an old man. How can you do all the services? Give my service to him. You know, he will take care of nicely. You know, ISKCON is very nice. You know? So give. And then he chastised him. And then, of course, the transfer was done, and that then his disciples then are taking care, like that. So, of course, Gaur Govind Maharaj is such a great soul. So, association of devotees is how it changes the perception. Then second thing is, association changes our aspiration. So, I heard this story from Gaurang Prabhu. So we'll see how the association changes the aspiration, not only of us, but of Lord also. So once Lord Narayan, Lakshmi, you know, they are talking together in Vaikuntha. And Lakshmi was telling, I am very happy with your service. Everything is very nice in Vaikuntha. Because Vaikuntha means there is no Kuntha. But I have one Kuntha. I have one anxiety. That we both are together, but always this Ananta Shesh is watching us, above us. You know, these thousands of eyes are there, no watching. So I want some privacy, you know, with you. We both should be there only. So this Ananta Shesh should not be there. The Lord said, okay, okay, I'll fulfill your desire. In next avatar when I come, as Lord Ram, I'll fulfill your desire. Then that time, of course, Lord Ram was banished, you know, in the forest. And then Lord Ram and Sita, and then Lakshman also came, of course. But they would get most of the time some seclusion, you know. Lakshman would be guarding around, you know, like that. So once when they were walking, Lord Ram and Sita, Lakshman, they were going. They saw a huge pile of bones in the forest. And then Lord Ram approached the sages who were staying nearby, that what is this, such a huge pile of bones? You know, how this, what is this? So the sages told that there are many demons here who attack us, you know, sages, and they kill, you know, and then these bones are of those sages, you know, like that, after killing these demons. So this huge pile. So Lord Ram became furious and angry, and he took his bow and he said that with this bow I take a vow, you know, that I will now kill all these demons with this bow. And then seeing angry face of Lord Ram, Mother Sita was a little afraid, you know. He said, I don't like your mood like this, you know, angry mood, you know. So don't use weapons. It's not good. Don't kill demons. So Lord Ram said, I have taken a vow to protect the sages, and I will kill them using this weapon in this life. But I will fulfill your desire in next life. I will not use the weapons to kill in next life. Then of course Lord Ram, you know, killed the demons, and the next birth as Krishna, he came. And then as a Krishna, so many demons were coming to Vrindavan, and he started killing without weapons, like that. And there is, Gauram Kuru is telling this, Vishwanath Chakra Thakur has written some Ashtakam, I forgot the name, where he describes how with each limb, Krishna killed each demon. Yeah, the Ashtakam name, you know, there is some name I forgot. So, the like Lord Krishna, how using different part of this body, he killed the different demons. So, but that time Radharani was not happy. She said, in last previous birth, I told not to kill. You are still killing. So, Gauram Prabhu said, I didn't say like that. You hear the recording. I said, I will not use the weapons to kill. I said like that. I will use my body to kill. I will not use my weapons to kill. So Radharani was annoyed. You know, again he is killing. You know, going on killing. And he said, okay, next birth, next avatar, you know, I will fulfill your desire. Then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he didn't use his body also for killing. But he killed the sinful propensity, rather than killing the person, like that. So as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became more and more merciful than Krishna and Lord Ram also. So by the association of Radharani or Mother Sita, the Lord become more merciful. So his aspiration changed by the association. Lord's aspiration. So by association, aspiration, change of aspiration is there. So we see that we also as a devotee, when we come in association of devotees, by their association, our aspiration also change. If we think what our aspiration were and now what our aspiration are, they have changed a lot because of the association of devotees. So, like Guru Prasad Maharaj, when he came, he was telling this pastime of Prabhupada that once one devotee in some temple, he used to just whole day hear. You know, do hearing, that's all. You know, he would not do any service. So all the devotees went to Prabhupada to complain. Prabhupada, this devotee is just only hearing whole day, not doing any service. So Prabhupada said, is hearing not service? Yes. Parikshit Maharaj was only hearing. So that is also service. So devotee is thinking, oh really, you know what? And Prabhupada waited for some time and he said, if he is really hearing, then he will do service. You know, like that. And all devotees said, Jai Prabhupada. Then they told to him, like, he started doing some service. So generally, at least for me, it's like that. Oh, hearing is also service, you know, chanting is service. So we do that much, that is service. You know, and generally devotees also say, no, that is the greatest service. But Prabhupada's stand is what? You know, if you are really hearing, then you will do service. So service is different and hearing is separate. You know? Pada Sevanam is different and Shravan is different, like that. So generally, so aspiration, we aspire, you know, okay, I will like to just hear, you know. But when we take association, then we will know what is actual aspiration. So service and hearing, you know, both sadhana and seva should both go together, so Prabhupada. Also Gaurang Prabhu tells that he would read just whole day Bhagavatam and he would like to just read and read and read. But then Maharaj would come to his room and knock the door, you know. And Gaurang Prabhu would, you know, latch inside, lock and sit well inside, you know, so that nobody comes. And Maharaj would knock and then come. Then he would, oh, what happened, Maharaj? And then Maharaj would catch his hand and take him to the kitchen. And say, you serve devotees, you know, don't just read. And he would say, Gaurang Prabhu says, Maharaj would say to me, I don't want you to understand Krishna, but I want you to realize Krishna. Like that. So by serving devotees, you will realize Krishna. Like that. So our aspiration may be different, but by association of devotee, our aspiration can change. Like that. So then last one is, the association of devotees changes our destination. So we know that this verse comes, Uddhava speaking to Vidura. तथैव चान्ये नरलोकवीरा यः आहवे कृष्णमुखारविन्दं नेत्रै पिबन्तो नयनाभिरामं पार्थस्तपूता पदमापुरस्य. सो हौ अर्जुन वेन यू आर शूटिंग एरोज, यू नो, सो वेन दिस, यू नो, सोल्जर्स वेन दे आर शॉट एरोज बाय अर्जुन एंड वे आर डाइंग, दे आर सीइंग द लोटस फेस ऑफ लॉर्ड, दे आर गोइंग बैक टू गॉडहेड. You know, like that. So whoever are killed by Arjuna, they went back to Godhead. You know, like that. So it is Uddhava is telling to Vidura. So their destination was changed by Arjuna's association. Otherwise their destination was something else. But Arjuna, because they came in touch with Arjuna's arrows, you know, that changed their destination. Like that. Here also Prachini Bhari, we read the story. Here when Narad Muni tells this allegorical story of Puranjan, so after the whole story of Puranjan, Prachini Bhari was inspired to, you know, go to forest. But there Vishnava Chakravarti Thakur writes, he was inspired to go to forest, but after his sons will come back and then he will make them, you know, sit on the throne and then he will go. He was thinking like that. Narad Muni thought, he is not sufficiently inspired. Then he tells another story of a deer, you know, deer allegorical story. Where he tells a deer is very nicely eating the grass, very happy, but he doesn't know in the front there is a tiger waiting for him and behind there is a hunter who is ready to kill. And that is your situation. Then he understands, you know, the urgency and then immediately leaves, you know, leaving the, you know, whether the sons will come, not getting them married and all that, you know. He gives the kingdom to the ministers and then he leaves immediately, you know. So his destination was what Narad Muni showed in the initially, that these animals are waiting for you in the hell, you know. But his association of Narad Muni, or Narad Muni association changed destination of Prachini Bhari. So how the association of devotees changes the destination. So here, this Shamsundar Prabhu, when he had come, he was telling this pastime that when Prabhupada had gone to England, so there is one organization called Mensa. So I was just searching on net, what is this Mensa? So this is an organization where all over the world, Mensa International. So they are highly intellectual people, you know, not ordinary intellectual, very high. There is like 2% of the whole society, cream, 2%, they are in that society, you know, Mensa. So normally, General IQ is from 40 to 90 IQ, not the SQ. IQ is generally of till 40 to 90 of general people. But for Mensa, to qualify for Mensa, one needs IQ more than 150. So they are really intellectual people. Einstein's IQ was 180 something. So they need very, and so these people, they come together and they have their own, you know, party, and they, what they must be talking, we don't know, you know. So all these highly intellectual people, they are Mensa, they have this, and they have some 1,34,000 people in that. So UK is the headquarter. So the president and the secretary of that Mensa, you know, they came to meet Prabhupada. You know. So how intelligent they must be, you know, like that. And when they were having argument with Prabhupada, that time Prabhupada thoroughly defeated both of them. You know. Can you, the president of Mensa and the secretary of Mensa having such fabulous IQ. You know. And Prabhupada, then what Prabhupada's IQ must be, you know, like that. So he thoroughly defeated, and later, hearing that, actually they became devotees, these two people. So how the association of devotees changed their destination? What they might have become, we don't know. But the association of devotees changes the destination, like that. So lastly, just, I will just complete, how this Darwin's theory, survival of the fittest, you know. So we know that how Darwin proposed that survival of the fittest. Only the fittest will survive. But the scientists then studied, and we have seen the video also where there are many these buffaloes, you know, together, and the lions trying to attack. And there are small these children buffalo. So they actually, when they are in the group, even the unfit, who are these, you know, small buffaloes, they are unfit to survive, because in front of lion they cannot survive, but they also survive. So in a group, because there is a feeling, emotion, in a group, even the unfit survives, you know. So by this, the Darwin's theory is, you know, refuted. Because in a group there are, because it's a group, you know, there are unfit people also who are there, they survive. So I was thinking, just by staying in association of devotees, we are refuting Darwin. You know? Because many of us are not fit, especially me, myself. But in association, when we are in association, Maya, you know, things to attack, you know. So because we are in association, but we are alone, we are finished. You know? So association helps even if we are unfit to survive. You know? So by staying in association, we can refute Darwinism, like that. So these are the three benefits of association. First is, it changes our perception. Then second, it changes our aspiration. Third is, destination. So, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Hare Krishna. There's some announcements. As most devotees choose individual reading, we will put up a chart where devotees can daily fill how much time